This is agenda, as you have in front of you. Does everybody have the agenda in front of them? Otherwise, we can just read it. Why don't you just read it for the stream so we have that?
Can somebody just come on? Okay. Item 2 on the agenda is approve agenda. Item 3 is approve the minutes of 3/29/13, which I sent out on that day and also sent out today. Number 4 is old business, and there are 4 items under that. One is report from T. Rosenberg on media reform conference flyer with the ED description on it. Item B is Rosenberg was going to give me the job description from that flyer, and I was going to send it to the GRC listserv. Item 3 is update John Crumshaw report on materials from A. Steinberg. Item D is John Crumshaw status of the ads. Then item number 5 is new business. There are 2 items there, update on the CFO search. And item B is the ED search. Item number 7 is set the next meeting. Item 6 is set next meeting. Item 7 is action items, and item 8 is adjourn.
Very good. Thank you. So we are on what item now? If you'll read that for the stream,
please. Approve the agenda.
Please.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Okay. Without objection, we will approve the agenda.
Okay.
Hearing none, without objection, the agenda is approved. All right. Read the next item, please.
Approve the minutes of 3/29/13. I move that we approve the minutes of 3/29/13.
Second.
Is there any objection? Without objection, we will approve the minutes.
Okay. Next item is T. Rosenberg and the Media Reform Conference flyer with the ED description.
Now, I understand that you spoke with her, Teresa, so can you summarize what she told you?
She told me that the job description was on the table. Evidently, there's some table with information, and some people had taken it, but it was there the whole time at the Media Reform Conference.
Okay, and that was in Denver, is that right?
That was in Denver, yes. In fact, she's still in Colorado.
And that was from April 5th through the 7th?
Yes.
Now, is there anything else that you have, Teresa, about that from Tracy concerning that particular item?
No. She said that many people knew about it, that's all.
They did?
Yes, they knew there was an... Many of the people there knew about the opening.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to add, Lucette?
No, thank you. No.
And Janet, are you okay with that summary? All right. Teresa, anything else before we move on?
Nope.
All right. Then the next item, please, Teresa.
This was also an action item, and Tracy Rosenberg sent me that job description. And I have forwarded that to the GRC listserv. I did that today.
Excellent. Would you please read the action item for the stream?
The action item was, I don't have it. I can't read it verbatim from the minutes, but today on the agenda it said, T. Rosenberg /T. Allen, job description on the GRC listserv. And the point was that the flyer that Tracy Rosenberg had on the table at the Media Reform Conference would be sent as an email to the GRC listserv, and that has been done.
Okay. I would also like to request that you copy all of us on the committee.
All right, I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add to that item, Lucette?
No, thank you, no.
All right. And Janet, how about you?
Except to ask, what is GRC?
The Grassroots Radio Conference is a group of people that has met, I think, almost every year for the last maybe 14 years. It consists of community radio supporters, staff, volunteers, and it's very hands-on training, very supportive, very collaborative, usually low budget, You know, they usually have like, you know, camp setting or an opportunity to stay in inexpensive accommodations. And they've met in Madison, Wisconsin, Moab, the New York Cascades, all over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it, you know, you could go and they, it's just very hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, have you been to these conferences?
Yes.
And what would you say?
Madison, Moab, Santa Barbara, and the New York Cascades.
Now, how
it's
many people would
also in Champaign, Urbana. I'm sorry?
How many people participate? How many people participate in general?
I've seen them where they had about 70 people.
Okay.
Thanks.
And can you send us some information?
I saw Pete Seeger perform one year in the New York Cascades, which was really neat. And
Would you be able to send us a little summary of what this organization does and maybe something about your participation in it so that we get a better picture of it?
Sure. I'll do that. In fact, you know, as directors, if you want to be on their listserv, I can request that you be added to their listserv, but they primarily, they don't really want to talk politics about community radio. They're just very supportive of each other. Like somebody says, you know, how do you recruit volunteers? Has anybody had any success with grants? Or, did anybody hear about there was a curse word on Amy Goodman's show yesterday? Or, you know, how's the Sprout show? Or, has anybody had any success with, you know, certain microphones for going out and doing interviews? So it's really helping hands-on help you conduct your business as a community radio station. And, you know, everybody's helping each other. I mean, there have been some radio stations that needed equipment, and other stations said, oh, we can send you that equipment. So it's a very
mm-hmm.
supportive group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be happy to do that.
Great. Thank you. That's very helpful. Are there any other comments about that?
Janet, I do.
Janet.
I think there have been, meetings around, independent journalists have been doing a lot of meeting around and discussing the fate and the finances. And I think we should be, I'm afraid I didn't take the link, but I guess if you looked up Al Jazeera, Amy Goodman, Tavis Smiley, you would find out the group that hosted them talking about, or I don't know if Al Jazeera was on the panel, but anyway, they were talking about how it was an opening up for jobs and so forth. It just, you know, it was a discussion of how do you do media at all, and really, we ought to be probably paying attention to people who are paying attention to those larger issues, you know. Should I be the one to find this organization and send the job description?
I think that if that works with you, Teresa, I think that would be excellent. Teresa, what is your take on that?
I don't have a take on it. Whatever works. Okay.
Okay. And Teresa, how do you? Was that Teresa who just spoke there and offered to send the job description? Because, or was it Janet?
No, Janet said this group whose name I can't identify, but will find out who was presenting this discussion and see if we can't get hook onto their list, whatever it might be.
Excellent. So both you and Teresa could submit information to the rest of the community about this.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds excellent, Teresa. Any input on that?
Sorry, Janet.
Yeah.
Janet. Someone came out and said goodbye to me. What is it you want me to do?
I didn't want you to. I said I would do this, to pursue the organization that hosted this discussion of Tavis Smiley and Amy, and so a lot of people were in on discussing the limitations of progressive media or whatever kind of media they described it, independent media. And they may have a list, is what I'm thinking, if they are an organization. And it sounds like they're on to, you know, heavy issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about that. Okay.
Well, so, let's find out what it is, and then we can talk. I'll find out what it is, see if it's
okay.
Jenna, how about if you send us what you find out, and maybe we can put together some kind of report with what you did, what Tracy did, and what Teresa has found out and has experienced, and perhaps we can get some kind of greater communication going, which would help us all, I think.
I'm a little bit confused. Sam, is this a listserv?
Well, I'm going to find out if it is. If it's a place and it's a host, you know, some kind of organization, then it might have some kind of, you know, a list that we could attack. I mean, anybody who has a website can have a means of posting jobs. It's, and so many of these media organizations do, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I want to be sure that we understand that Teresa has already posted something there. Uh-huh. Is that right, Teresa?
On GRC, yes, I have.
Oh, Janet, you want to find out more about?
Yeah, I want to see if a sort of another organization exists that we can also post our notice on their website if they have a website. In any case, I think there are other organizations that may be more newly formed than the GRC that may be proliferating around here, and where, you know, people may be, discussing media issues as the GRC, does what they do.
All right.
Good. Well, the more of us involved in bringing out good information that will help us promote it, the better.
Yeah.
So is everybody on board with that? Are we okay to move on to the next item, or is there anything you'd like to add to our discussion of that GRC?
I'm ready to move on.
Okay. And Lucette, are you okay with that?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Excellent. Okay. Then let's go to the next item, Teresa.
The next item was John Crumshaw report on materials from Alex Steinberg.
Yes, Alex Steinberg, who was the former chair of the search committee, sent me information, and I asked Ken Aaron, who was formerly on the PNB, to help provide a means of setting up a way for us to review the resumes and other relevant information concerning the ED applications and the information received thus far and information that we will receive. I looked it over and tried my best to disambiguate it, but not being that computer savvy, I asked Tracy, because she had said she was familiar with this system and could help us to set up something that would be easy to access. Now, I learned also from my conversation with Teresa, and I'll ask you in a minute, Teresa, about that, that at one time the link was not easy to follow, and another time Ken sent you something and it was very easy to just get right in there. And maybe that's how we have to ask Tracy to set it up so that we can see that it really works well. So that's basically where it stands. The information is there. We're just looking for a way to get it out to all of us. Teresa, did you want to add your experience in terms of the...
Well, since Tracy sent it to me this afternoon, I have not had the opportunity to try to get in. So I will try to do. I encourage everybody to go into that link and see what applications we had before for the ED position, and if you have problems, call Tracy. And if she can't help you get in, then we might have to go back to Alex, or we might have to set something up differently. But I'd say tell everybody, I'd say to everybody, try to get in now, because if we have more applications, we'll have to put those in again.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, Teresa, you were saying something to me earlier today when we were talking about how it was at one time it was difficult, and then Ken sent you a link and it was easier. So would you tell the rest of the committee your experience?
Well, the first time I tried to get in, I did not have any luck, and it seemed to have a problem with my Google password. And I got Ken on the phone, and somehow he walked me through it, and I don't know whether it had forgotten my password or what had happened, but I was able to get in, and once I got in, I could read all of the resumes, and I think there were like, I don't know, 60 of them for CFO.
60?
And there were fewer for the ED position. But I was able to see them all, so that was encouraging.
Okay, so that we're going to look, we're going to look for that kind of clarity, Teresa. And if you, when you get in there, if you see that the new information sent to us by Tracy satisfies that and it works the way that you experienced it when it was very effective, then let us know that that's okay, or if you think that there are improvements to make it up to that standard, let us know that too, because you have the experience of those two systems where one was difficult to get in and the other one worked well. So, and meanwhile, I guess we'll all get in there and try to look at the link and share our own experiences, which we can share on the email.
Mm-hmm. Two questions, Jack?
Yes, go ahead, Lizette.
Two questions. One, I don't remember seeing the, you know, the link, so if you could send that to me and I'll try to get in there. Secondly, and pardon my ignorance at this, are we saying that we yet to recruit a CFO? That we what?
We're not saying that at all.
Okay,
all we're talking about at this point, is the process that's used to access resume information.
Okay.
That's all we're talking about.
Thank you. Thanks.
And we're focusing right now on the ED. I believe, Teresa, we already mentioned the CFO and that it was on the table until our meeting when we might have more information. Does everyone recall that part of our conversation?
No, please explain.
Simply that because we're going to have a meeting on April 11th, we may well have additional information. Mm-hmm. So we are tabling any further discussion of the CFO process until we have more input on the Thursday meeting. So we're just focusing at this point out on the ED search, but primarily on making sure that whatever links we have, the committee can access the information accurately and easily. Is that a representation that is accurate? Okay, good, Teresa. Thank you. All right. Now, is there anything else we would like to say about this particular item before we move on? Anybody?
What is this particular item now?
It had to
the
do with
hiring
the
of.
So we're talking about the item that was sent to.
What
are
we talking about?
Hold on. Excuse me, please. Let me just go back and explain it, because I don't know where you picked up the conversation, Janet, but we had an item dealing with the ED, the information I've received from Alex. What we were saying.
Oh, okay. Information about the ED that he had already collected in the previous. A group search.
Exactly
right.
And we were just talking about how to access it
and
technical issues.
Okay. That I understand.
All right. Is everybody satisfied at this point? Lizette, are you okay with this so we could move on?
Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Teresa? Okay?
I'm fine. I'm ready to go on.
All right. And Janet, you're ready and I'm ready.
Yep.
All right. Then let's go on to the next one, Teresa, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
Lucette.
Okay. All right. I'm fine. Thank
you.
I'm fine.
The next item was from John Crumshaw, a statement about the ads, a report on the ads, the status of the ads.
And Alex sent me a list of the ads. Tracy sent some other places where the ads could be listed. I had a question about our budget and the amount allowed for the placement of new ads. And I will pursue that with Tracy just to make sure that we have the funding in place, because I'm not sure of the mechanism that's used to place those ads, who authorizes and how they're actually paid for, what the process is.
Okay. I might have a point of information on that.
Excellent. Go ahead.
My understanding is that from everything that Alex reported is that he had a budget of $6,000, of which he spent five, some of it on ads and some of it approximately $3,000 for the transportation of the candidates, which he allowed them to pick for themselves, an hotel. And we have now left of that budget $1,000. That's as I understand it. That's what we have for advertising and every other thing we need to conduct this search. So,
go ahead, please continue.
Am I giving you information you don't have?
That's accurate. No, that's accurate. But the problem is in terms of the amount, because if we are going to search or continue the effort, I don't know what that $1,000 would be able to do.
Exactly.
Should we bring up a request at the meeting on Thursday for additional funds?
Okay, good.
Because we can't do much with $1,000.
No.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, please. Lucette?
All right,
This
is Teresa. If we spent $3,000 on transportation and hotel for the face-to-face meetings with the CFO candidates, then we spent $5,000. Then we spent $2,000 on ads. So are you saying that we need another $1,000 to place ads?
I'm saying that we should look at having the same budget. It seems to me that we should look. We don't necessarily have to spend that entire amount, but it looks to me as if we would need the same amount of money that they had when they began the process.
Yes, exactly.
Well, let me say this. Hopefully, the face-to-face meetings with the ED candidates will not be as expensive because we will be able to get the... I'm assuming that the deadline for the candidates' applications will be May 31st. We will schedule a meeting in July. We will interview the people in the first week of June, maybe the first 10 days of June, and therefore we won't be getting the tickets so last minute, so hopefully they will not be so expensive.
Are you kidding? In June?
In June. Where is our next meeting? Is it Houston?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when is that?
July.
Houston in June. Houston in July.
July.
Right.
So I would say that your point is well taken, Teresa, that we certainly could save money. Maybe our expenses will be considerably less, but I would like our committee to start out with the same amount that they started out with in the previous round, and that would be to ask to get up to that $5,000.
So on Thursday we should ask for another $4,000 then.
I would recommend that. What does the committee feel?
I support that, and I don't think that we don't have to make some of the mistakes in financial excess that the other committee did. As I understand it from Carolyn, when you post a job and somebody responds to your job offer, they're actually responsible for the transportation. We could arrange a more humane kind of thing, even 50-50, but we could really make a deal over the transportation, and we have to have advertising. That's all to it.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yes, Lucette, of course.
I think if we advertise a job, and that job is located in California, say, and we're inviting those people to come to New York for an interview, I don't think that is fair.
Okay.
At all.
Well, just saying. Somebody told me they do it.
Sorry?
Somebody told me they do that in the world of getting jobs, so...
But you
we don't have to do it that way, but we can do it a little more thriftily than the way the previous committee did it, which is letting them choose their airfare. We can't do that, really. That's an invitation to any cost of an airfare.
Well, it's either that. We have to consider what it is we're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
If we place some importance on or value. On meeting the candidate face to face, then it's a chance we have to take.
You're right.
I think though that what we need to do, rather than ask for the $4,000, without knowing what it would cost, because it's bare speculation at the moment, I'm not sure it'd be worth a while to ask for $4,000 and then it comes to more than that.
Huh.
I would prefer to have a better sense of what it would cost, because, you know, to go back to the board twice might cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa here.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I don't think it's unrealistic to expect that we would need another $4,000. And we came the first time asking for the money, and I don't think that figure necessarily was expected to cover the cost of the face-to-face interviews with the ED candidates. That was kind of we wanted to get the CFO candidates to our face-to-face New York meeting, and we scheduled the May 31st deadline in anticipation of having a PNB meeting probably in July, early July, so we could vet them in the first, you know, in early June. And hopefully from our experience with the CFO, we would be able to line up the interviews quickly. I'm a little bit, responding to Lizette's comment, I don't think we're going to need more than $4,000, and I don't know how we're going to get a better idea until the very last minute when maybe one person, for example, might be coming from New York, one person might be coming, you know, we might have three candidates from Houston. But I think it's safe to say that an additional $4,000 would be plenty of money, enough to cover the advertising and the transportation hotel for the face-to-face vetting, the face-to-face interviews. So I wouldn't suggest that we wait on this.
Is there any other input on this item? Let me summarize what I've heard and what I think makes sense. First of all, there's a precedent of setting that amount. So it would be the amount that the PNB would expect for this search. Now, we can look for economies and efficiencies in what we're doing, but we do value everybody and we want to give them the same opportunity that our other candidates had in order to provide for a fair and equal treatment of everybody. Now, if we find that there are people, as Teresa said, who are not so far from the meeting, it may reduce the costs. There are other things that could happen, but I think we're wiser to go with the amount that we asked for before, recognize that we have 1,000 left over, and if any issue comes up, as the amount spent. We can talk about the economies and the ways in which we hope to make the process more effective, but that we are not going to do anything to shortchange the people who are candidates, nor are we going to do anything.
My motion is that we ask for an additional $4,000.
Okay. So, Teresa, you've made a motion to ask for the additional $4,000.
Yes. If we have spent $5,000, so evidently we need $5,000 max. So I am asking that we, and we have $1,000 left over, so I'm asking that we request another additional $4,000.
Yes, I would, Teresa, I would ask for a slight modification, just to say that we would ask for the amount to bring it up to $4,000, because it may have been $5,000, because it may have been $1,175, or it may have been $982. So just to say that we'll round it off, the remaining funds, which we believe is approximately $1,000, that would
so
be
I
rounded
move,
off I'm, to $5,000.
I move to bring the additional amount up to $5,000.
Wait a minute. Can we do this arithmetic one more time? Can you put me on the stat?
Of course.
The original budget of the earlier committee was $6,000. They spent $5,000. They have $1,000 left. Why are we asking for $4,000?
No, that's
we're
right then.
We're asking for $4,000 to bring it up to $5,000.
No, to bring it up to $6,000.
Bring it up to $6,000. I think that perhaps when I... when we originally talked about it, it wasn't clear. You're right. You said $5,000 was spent, and we have $1,000 left.
I don't think we need this. I don't think we need this. We've proven that we only need $5,000.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Lucette.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
I thought we were saying that we wanted to bring it back up to the original budget line.
You are so right, and I misspoke earlier.
I'm
glad you caught that.
I would.
That's right.
I would agree.
That would be in keeping with what Jennifer has just said.
Yeah,
right.
I would agree for us to bring it back to the six.
Right.
So, Teresa, would that be all right to you? With you, can we modify that motion?
No, I'm not happy with that. I'm trying to save money. Obviously, we didn't need the six. We only needed $5,000, and that was kind of last minute, kind of asking people in less than. I guess 10 days to get tickets to go to New York. So we spent a lot more on transportation. We shouldn't need that. I mean, if you can tell me what we need that extra money for, then I will consider that. But I don't.
We're still in discussion, and it's not a matter of needing the extra money. It's as I suggested, and I misspoke earlier when I said $5,000. My mistake. What I meant was that we have already established a precedent of a certain amount. It's very refreshing for a committee to have said, we didn't spend $1,000.
Right.
I think it would be very nice for our committee to say, we didn't spend
$2,000. I agree.
But it would be good to stick with the amount that they've already established, not giving the impression that Lucette very...
Then vote my motion down. Then vote it down. I'm not willing to say, it's refreshing to ask for more than we don't need.
Teresa, it has not been seconded, so it would not be a motion at this point.
So it doesn't need a second in a committee.
Call a question.
Okay. The question has been called for. Are there any objections? All right. All those in favor of bringing the amount to $5,000, so indicate. I will call. I'm going to call first on Lucette. Yes would mean that you agree with $5,000.
No. I need to be clear. Bring it up. Bring it to $5,000. Is that the motion that
this is the motion that Teresa
from Teresa.
From Teresa. And as she said, if you don't like that motion, then vote it down.
I said no.
Lucette, no. Okay. Teresa.
I say yes.
And Janet?
I say no.
Okay, the motion fails. Do we have another motion addressing this issue?
I make a motion just substituting the number 6,000 for 5,000.
All right, and as Teresa has pointed out, which is correct, in the committee we don't need a second, And that is my understanding. I will further check in Roberts just to be certain that I have the exact information, but we'll go by that. Janet has made a motion that the total amount be brought up to $6,000, and I will ask now for a vote on that. Lucette?
Yes.
Thank you, Lucette. And Teresa?
No.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. And Janet?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes. So we will ask the committee, as chair, then will bring that forward and ask for the amount to be brought up to the original $6,000. Okay, is there any, now, that item now having been passed, what's the next item on the agenda, Teresa?
Chair, I don't think we've really finished. I don't think we've really finished with this.
Okay.
What
was that? What remains?
Topic is the status of ads, and the action item had to do with the fact that there were possibly some periodicals or professional journals that had deadlines, and they only came out once a month, and to please get the ads done immediately because they might have deadlines, and I want the ads in, especially in the May issue. So those people that get the issue in May have a chance to know about the job and apply by May 31st. So when I say the status of ads, I want to know whether we've actually placed ads, because most people don't know that the job is open again, because we haven't done anything in a month and a half. So have we placed any ads yet?
As far as I know, no other ads have been placed. However, the question of ads being placed in print is one that I brought up with someone who served on our committee at KPFK. And print ads generally were placed only to satisfy EEOC requirements. That the most effective way and the place where people most likely find information is now online. And through other similar means of publication. So that print ads were very limited, and I think we should, this is part of being judicious in terms of the ad placement, because a lot of the ads that could be placed are very costly and sometimes require significant lead time. Janet?
What is the question?
I heard you comment, so I didn't.
Oh no, I think that sounds intelligent, and I think that's one of the ways that we are going to come in under budget, because print usually is more expensive than print advertising is more expensive than online advertising, for whatever old time reason. So I think we can do even if we. Find our way to certain print sources that we, find out what their online component is and advertise there.
Well, I have even considered and had proposed that in the three major markets, for example, or in the markets where our stations are located, or New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, we place a print ad in those three major markets. At least I'd like to explore those possibilities if the committee feels that it makes sense, and primarily focus on non-print ads. Lucette, do you have any input on that question?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
Lucette.
We can.
Oh, I've been muting, that's why.
Yeah.
No, I have nothing to add. I've been listening, following it.
Thank you, Lucette. Janet, you have expressed your view of this. Teresa?
Well, I'm worried that we have seated, we were at the face-to-face. The last time people knew that there was a deadline for the ED, I think it was January 15th. So we have not told anybody since January 15th that this job is open. We finally were seated last week. We need to place the ad. We need to do it now.
Right.
I am worried because the only people know about are GRC and the National Media Reform Conference and just word of mouth. And it may be it's on our national website, but that's not very proactive.
How do we place the ads? How do they get paid? Who writes the check or sends the reimbursement for the ad?
Well, I would think that you would contact Alex and ask how he did it.
He seemed to have charged WBAI. The name on the receipt was always Bertolt Reimers at WBAI. I don't know what circuitous route that was, but I noticed that in all of the ad placements that Alex somehow did it through. In any case, WBAI. It seems odd, but that's how it was done.
And,
so I don't think it matters. I think as long as some station pays for it, it seems to be okay.
What I would like to do is talk with Tracy, since she's our treasurer, ask her the recommended procedure, and then go forward. I would like to use whatever the remaining budget is, if that's all right with the committee. I would talk to Tracy, find out exactly how these people would be paid, and how the agreement could be made, and then start those ads up to the amount we have.
Great.
And go forward from there at our next meeting, ask for the additional funding.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound all right?
Yep.
Is there consensus on that way of approaching things?
Yep.
All right. So that's what I'll do. I'll talk with Tracy, find out exactly how somebody gets paid, and then proceed to place those ads up to the amount of money that we have available, and then ask at the Thursday meeting for additional funds so that we can continue our efforts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Question.
Yeah.
When you say ask for additional money, are you saying that I was assuming that Janet Coleman's motion, that she moved that we raise the search money to $6,000, and I was assuming that that was going to be presented at the next PND meeting. When you say ask for additional money, are you talking about something?
I'm referring to that. I'm referring to Janet's motion.
Okay, all right, fine, okay.
Well, it's still additional money either way. It was either $4,000 or $5,000.
It's approximately five.
Yes.
All right. So do we have any other input on that item? Okay, hearing none, then I believe that we're ready for the next item on the agenda. Will you read that, Teresa?
I'm sorry.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, I do have one little question. Is there any other source where we need to put ads that we have not discussed? Because I have not looked at Tracy's at Alex's list of where he did. Am I to assume, John, that you will take whatever initiatives to try any other sources that might be more effective in soliciting applications?
Exactly.
We're giving you the authority to kind of be creative or.
And yes. Well, what my suggestion is, as far as print ads, my suggestion is that we consider, and I'll have to look at the cost because that's something very important for us to consider, placing an ad in the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the New York Times, three major markets, let's say in the U.S. If we consider that, that would be my thought. That would cover the country. It doesn't cover the South. Maybe we want to place an ad in Atlanta. I don't know. I mean, when you get into print ads, they're fairly expensive.
They are.
And for one that would get somebody's attention, it might be even more. So the advice that I have on print ads is that they're there to satisfy the EEOC requirements so that people are notified who might have access only to put that. For this type of position, it would be very unusual that a person applying to be ED of the Pacifica Foundation Radio would want or would not have access to the electronic means of advertising and would rely on print.
I just think you know, we did not get a big enough pool the first time we tried. So I'm trying to think, did we do something wrong?
Yeah, I have a suggestion.
How do we get a bigger pool?
Here, I have a suggestion. I suggest that when we, if we advertise in the major news print news media in the four cities or whatever it is going to be, maybe Washington, we put one line: job executive director, Pacifica Foundation Radio, looking for executive director. Go to website, and just so that we shave the numbers of words down to the minimum. So that it doesn't cost, so that you don't have the whole job description on those sites. And that we also consider online, well, Current Magazine, have to do that. That's a, industry magazine. And also, I mean, I said this last time, but I wasn't really being, I meant it seriously, that we should advertise in the New York Review of Books and the Nation. One of which is a weekly, one is a biweekly, but it would get, you know, a certain type of intellectual. I think that Mother Jones or one of those, the Progressive, those are monthlies. So I don't think we should bother with them. But I think they must have a web component to their print, and that we
should. This is what I would ask, Janet. If you make that recommendation, I know that you made it, and I did try to get some information and recommendations.
Oh, okay,
if
good.
But if you have specific information that would give us some kind of breakdown, you could just do some basic research.
Okay.
That would be very helpful, and then just email it to us.
All right,
email it to John and CC us, because John's in charge. Placing those ads, I'd say email it to John and CC us.
Okay. And
it's not as if we're voting on it at this point.
Right. Well,
Janet, in this case, I feel that unless it's something specifically going to the chair, since all the members of the committee are looking at it, that you would send it to all of us equally.
Okay. It's fine. Why not? When Alex reported all of his, where he bought ads, one of them, for example, was monster.com. And I've been on previous search committees, and that's a sort of expensive, purchase there. It's kind of the New York Times, but it isn't actually. And we can be thoughtful.
Maybe, as you're writing this and making recommendations, you might also give your input, and I would encourage everyone, Teresa, Janet, to also give us the input.
Yeah.
But when you're sending it, I don't know how you receive your email, but when you get email and you're copying on it, it doesn't have the same impact as if you're you're the main recipient. So I would like to see when we send emails out that, unless it specifically has to go to the chair with a copy of others, that everyone be sent the direct link or the direct email.
Sounds good.
And then if you have input on that, I think that's an excellent point.
Okay.
And Teresa, if you have any input about what you might consider to be a good source of for a print ad in the South, perhaps you would you forward that to us too to give your judgment on what would better reach.
There were a fair number of responses from Monster. It did get a reaction.
It did.
I know that a fair number of them did not. Like, we had an essay question, and I don't know whether in the monster ad, it's, and this is the essay question, we might want to check the website to see that if we refer people to our website, does it have that essay question, and is there an understanding that you're applying for the job, you need to do the essay question?
You know,
I
looked over the website.
On that.
Teresa, when I looked at the website, it seemed to me that I may be, maybe I didn't see the website that was designed with easy readership in mind, but it seemed to me like there was a lot of material you had to wade through. And it might be that that essay did not stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing that we heard in a previous situation, which I will not mention directly, but we know that the idea of a letter, it may sometimes be buried in text and people just don't see it. So maybe we should, is there a way that we could look at redesigning our website to make that more, have more eye appeal so that people would see
Well, let me say this. I think that as the chair of the personnel committee, if you need to talk to Otis McClay or somebody about our website because it's not easy to see the opening for the executive search and it's not clear that they should send a cover letter, an essay, and their resume, then somebody needs to talk to Otis and make sure that is prominent on the Pacifica.org website, and I think that person to approach him would be you if you don't go through summer.
Well, I was bringing that up because I wanted to know whether other people shared my evaluation of that or whether it seemed clear to them. How do you feel about, if you've looked at the website, you've looked at the placement, how does it look to you? So, Janet.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, we have to do this. Otherwise, why will anybody?
Let me say this. I have not been on Pacifica.org. I don't know what it looks like, but I trust you to look at it. As long as you're not snarky to Otis.
Teresa, okay. let's just go one at a time, please. Janet, so did you look it over, and did you get the same feeling that I have expressed about it being sort of blah?
It's sort of blah, yeah.
Okay. Teresa, was that your feeling also? Did you feel that it could be spiced up a bit and made more eye-appealing?
I have not looked at the website. I don't know what it looks like. As a member of this committee, I'm asking you...
Teresa, I'm simply asking that one question just to see if you have any input on that. And Lucette, have you had a chance to look at the website, and did you get the feeling that it was sort of blah when you looked at it as far as the ED ad or ED announcement?
Can't hear you, Lucette.
Which of the websites are we talking about? Pacifica website?
Mm-hmm. Pacifica website, and where the announcement is about the job opening.
I remember seeing it maybe a week or so ago, but I didn't take notice of what it looked like.
Did it impress you, the eye grabbing?
I didn't notice it one way or the other, no.
Okay. I think that I would say that based on the input from the committee, it seems as if something, because I think Lou said if it had been really good, you would have seen it. Janet and I share the same.
Yeah, just tell them to make it louder.
Yeah.
More appealing.
I'll work with him on that. So
okay.
Work with him on that.
It's Pacifica, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes,
yeah.
It is Pacifica. So I'll put that down about the ad, working on the ad. Okay. Now, is there anything else that...
Point of information.
Yes. Teresa?
So did we just agree that you're going to contact somebody about the Pacifica.org website?
Well, I think we said Otis was the person. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get a hold of... My question is, are you the one that's going to get a hold of Otis?
I think we just said that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay.
And Otis McClay, I think he wasn't available to record this tonight, but We can ask him to...
he'll do that.
Ask him to work to make it more eye-appealing.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I am
looking at the website right now. It's very plain as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing there to distract anybody.
Right.
It's one page, and it's on the jobs. Once you click jobs, you come down to the last item on that menu, that drop-down menu. You open it, and just executive director filing deadline. To me, it's enough.
Point of information?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Teresa.
Lizette, does it say anything about an essay?
Well, then I'll have to open. Yes, let me see. Hold on. When I open the PDF file, it says definition, duties. No, it doesn't seem like it.
Okay. So if we're going to refer people to Pacifica.org in these abbreviated ads, or if we're going to refer anybody to that website, then it should have the essay question on there.
Sorry.
and say that we expect the candidates to have a cover letter, an essay, and the resume.
Teresa, sorry, at the very end, it's one document, I think three pages, and the very last page, it says, please send cover letter, resume, three references, and a letter of approximately 500 words on the importance of independent media.
Good. Okay.
And that's at the very end of the... To me, if it's looking, they'll read it.
But that's what I said, Luke, that was the problem that I found, that it did not have anything that would catch people's attention. I mean, there are things that I think can be done at websites where someone could click on something and then it would open up and they would get more information. I don't know what the technical expertise of Otis would be. And it is possible that we could maybe find somebody who would create some expanded web presence that would help us at the Pacifica website. But as I understand it, it's fairly low traffic. It's not a very widely read or sought out a website. And so I don't know what we can do about that.
Having heard what Lizette had to say about our website, that it's fairly clear that on the front of the web page that this is the job description, and it does say that you want the cover letter and the references and the resume and the 500-word essay, I don't think there's a need to call Otis McClay.
I think we need to somehow create a web presence that can be used. If we were going to refer somebody to our website, and as Janet said, then when they go to that website and they click on that link, they really have to have something that doesn't look blah.
I don't know what you mean by blah and what you're going to do other than for somebody go at the website, go to jobs, anybody who knows what they're doing, and anybody who doesn't know what they're doing don't really need to be with us. You click on jobs, there's a drop-down menu at the very end of it. There is the advertisement for the executive director. When you open that, it says jobs through national office, Berkeley, California.
And it says
executive director, filing deadline is May 31st, and just below that, you can't miss it because it's a different color. Download PDF file. You download the PDF file. And when you go to it, the first page, it tells you about the job, the position, who you reported, the definition of the position, of that thing, duties and responsibilities. And honestly, if you're not looking for instructions for applying, then why did you go there?
Because, you know, people may go there and find this a resting space, something that says go here, and look at it and recommend friends to it. I mean, I think it's just a matter of, like, putting a big sign up and saying, look here. And that is what John is talking about.
But the sign is big enough. I just think sometimes we create issues where there are none. That's all.
This isn't an issue, really. It's just an idea.
We don't lose anything by making our web presence more appealing. And I base this on what Janet said. Janet's suggestion was that we direct people to our website. As soon as you said that, Janet,
mm-hmm.
I realized you direct people to a blah spot.
Yeah.
It doesn't have very much interest.
Right.
On top of that, our Pacifica website does not get much traffic. So if we're going to direct people there, they have to be able to go directly to something that looks eye appealing, that they can. That there are things that people who are web designers put in there. It may be something that we can find out more about.
Right.
But
okay.
I think it's something.
I pulled up what I just said.
Yeah,
right.
I appreciate it.
Jane, so
I'll be on the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
I think Lizette is correct. I just don't, you might want to put a different frame on it, but I don't want Otis or whoever's doing our web to have to do a lot of work. I just observed that there were a fair number of people who did not do the essay, and I was told, oh, those people were responding to the monster ad. So I don't know whether those people, were sending out resumes in mass and didn't even bother to look about cover letters or didn't, just were throwing them out there and didn't want to do an essay. I don't know. But I somewhat agree with Lizette at this point that I'm not sure that it's worth our time. As long as it's on there and it's clear and we refer people to that website, and I'm happy. Thank you.
I don't think we need to spend time on it.
Yeah.
People who are expert at doing this are the ones who know how to get traffic, and those are the people we should be looking at. This would be part of the cost. Maybe we can. I've talked to somebody in the local area here who would build a website for a suggestion I made for the finance committee and could do it quite easily. They're experts in those fields who know how to do it.
It takes time, though.
Well, no, they can do it. They can do it. They can build a website in short time.
Okay.
So I think I'll explore it as part of the way of getting more traffic and then building on Janet's idea. It would be ideal if we just said, click on this site, and everything is there, and they can do it. So let me just see what we find and go from there. That's all within our efforts, and we may get better results, Teresa. That would be, I think, what we're all looking at. We're looking at getting more people to respond.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else concerning this issue that we should talk about?
Are we still on old business, the status of the ads?
I believe so. Unless we have anything else to say, we would just go on to the next item.
All right.
How about you, Lizette? Are you okay?
I'm done. Good. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Me too.
Oh, thank you. And Janet?
Done.
All right, good. All right. I think we're ready for the next item, which is to set the time for the next meeting.
Oh, well, whatever. Okay.
Is that right?
Sounds good.
That's fine.
Now, last time we had talked about having a meeting the second Monday, and that works for me, and Janet, you were the one who suggested it, the second Monday. I know Teresa has another event that she usually goes to. Lucette had said that Monday worked. Shall we aim for, because we will be meeting again on the 11th.
Yeah, right.
You'll have information.
Are you talking about next Monday?
No, we were talking about Monday, the second week in May.
All right, fine.
Which I think would be the 13th.
May 13th, okay.
Okay.
and that works for everybody. Is that okay with
yeah,
you? With
great.
That?
Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
So that's fine for us, and then we can check with Tracy and Janice and let them know. Set up the date for the 13th of
great.
May.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Then, okay, thank you. Thank you, John.
You.
Great.
And I,
great job.
Thank you. Thank you all for your participation, and
thank
really,
you, everybody.
Yeah.
And let me just say, please, everybody, always, always, always say everything that you think is important, because every person contributes something to the mix that we all need, and we need everyone participating to help us. And you really have helped us to move this along, and we have. Concluded the meeting at, shall we say, the meeting is adjourned at, by my watch, 6:58 California time.
Excellent.
Thank
all right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye bye.